Hello.
Hey, Michelle?
Yes.
Hey, Michelle, this is Zach. We had talked a little bit earlier.
Uh-huh.
I was calling just to revisit, you know, your property in Glasgow.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't mind, can you kind of bring back what we were discussing? You know, you told me that you were moving with a family member. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you already have your next place?
It's in the makings. That's why I said 30 days, so I can pack all my stuff up and go.
So you do have the next place. You just haven't gotten
Right. I haven't started any of the initial packing to move or nothing because I have to have this house sold because I don't want two mortgages because we're going in half in a house.
Right. I thought you said you inherited this house.
I did.
Okay. Was there a mortgage on it?
Yes. I owe $38,000.
Okay.
I'm a beneficiary of it. It was in my mom's name. She passed away. In the will, it was given to me. I am the beneficiary of it. They told me at Chase that I'm not obligated to pay it, but if I do, I can still live here and claim it. I put taxes, insurance, everything on it, and I could sell it, but they said that I had to first pay it off as I sell it. I can't just sell it and then somebody take my mortgage over. I can't do that.
Sure. Yeah, I understand. Well, we're interested in it, you know, and I think that we can be flexible. You know, I have property in the area.
Yeah, it's a good area.
I mean, but, you know, and here's the thing. With no heating and no cooling, with no cooling, you know, the heating is fine. But with no cooling, you know, no bank is going to traditionally lend on this.
Right. That's why I'm cash on it as is, you know.
Yeah. And I think you said, what about you wanted, I can't remember exactly what you said.
85 to 90.
Yeah. And I mean, that's just, you know, that's high considering, you know, the work that I would, you know, need to put into this.
Okay. And,
you know, I'm all about, you know, making something work, but I mean, I wouldn't be close to 90, you know, and I.
What would you be close to? So I could tell my husband. Remember, I owe 38 on it, so I got to make some kind of good profit off of it to further my adventure or journey in life. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. I mean, you know, I'm just going to be honest with you. If I'm buying it cash and, you know, I got to put work into it,
mm-hmm.
you know, I would be right at that 50 mark, you know, and that is maxed out. And, you know, I don't have to buy the house. You don't have to sell it to me. You know, that's just mm-hmm. all it is. You know, you told me what you owe on it. I'm not trying to low cut you or, you know, lowball you. But, you know, if I'm going to buy a property and you want to be, you know, fast, convenient, and easiest, you know, that's who we are, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you want it. You know, if you're just looking for the highest price, you know, that's not necessarily who I'm, you know, who I am.
Right.
But, you know,
would you do $60,000? Consider $60,000?
It's just. I mean, how long, you said 30 days. You talked to your husband about selling it, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, if I could get you 60, is that something that you would want to go forward with?
I'm pretty sure, but like I said, I will talk to my husband because we was looking at the 80, but not, but since we can't, and I understand your faults, you know what I'm saying, why you can't, but I'm sure 60 would probably do it. I just want to make sure with him. I just want to make sure.
Okay. I mean, I need to talk to my partner.
Okay.
It sounds like you need to talk to yours.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm kind of overreaching here, but let's see.
I could talk to him probably this evening. He's out right now, but he will be back. I can talk to him and see.
Okay, you want to give me a call later this afternoon?
I can. And this is Zach?
Yes.
Okay, my name is Michelle, of course, and I can call you back to let you know if it's pursuable or not. How's that?
Yeah, and I'll let you know the same.
Okay. All right, super.
Right now, I'm at 50, but I'll see what my partner says, you know, just because I do have property in the area.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, I'm trying to do at least 60.
Okay.
So,
I guess, you know, if you're, okay. Well, if you're trying to do 60, what, I guess, do you just, you know, does your husband know you're selling this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why he told me to try to see the offers or what are out there to see if it's feasible and go ahead and move in with my cousin and get us a place together, because her house is valued at $261,000 and she has an offer of $200,000, but that's not written in stone. She's thinking about a $200,000, but that's,
okay.
And it's in Benton.
Sure.
But it's like 5 bedrooms, downstairs at the quarter, living quarters for an in-law or something. The only thing they don't have is a kitchen sink or a kitchen, but it's got a bathroom, 3 bedrooms, you know, stuff like that. So hers is probably going to do good. And
okay.
Like I said, I have mine, you know, so we're trying to work it out the best way.
I'd be interested in hers as well.
Are you?
Yeah. But I like to do things one step at a time and not, you know, jump the gun.
Okay.
So, you know, I am interested in that one. I, you know, preferably like to do one thing at a time. So preferably if you want to talk to your husband.
Okay.
Or partner and give me a call back this afternoon, then we
okay.
can, you know, if it makes sense, then we'll proceed. If not, then we can look at the other one. But regardless, we can still look at the other one.
Okay.
All right. What time should I expect your call? Just so
at
I
least
can,
by
yeah.
5.
Round 5?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right. I'll look for your call.
All right. Thank you.
You got my number?
Yes, it's on my phone.
All right. I'll talk to my partner before then as well.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Michelle. Talk to you
soon. All right. Bye-bye.